live. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WR... Oh. And let's try that again, shall we? All right. There's a button somewhere, I swear to you. We got it. Yes. All right. It is 3:05, and it is Wednesday, and it is rainy, and it is all of that good stuff, and there you have it. And now, I don't know whether to say congratulations or apologies, but now you can hear me. Ooh, sorry, or not sorry, or whatever the case might be. It is Wednesday. We've got a lot that is going on. Please bear that in mind. Barry Moore, a good friend from the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, is going to be along at 3:35. Barry joins us, I think, is it every Wednesday now, right? And we just talk about what is going on in the business sector, how you can stay safe, how I can stay safe, so you can deal with people who are actually accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's an important thing if you're looking for contractors or other folks to do work in your home. We've got William Burnett joining us. The election for sheriff in the city of Richmond is at this point taking on such vital overtones and undertones and importance. It is crucial. And the fact that you and I may not live in the city of Richmond should not take us away from having interest in what happens in this particular race. We may or may not care about some city council race in the city of Richmond, right? I mean, that's the reality of it. If you don't live in that particular neighborhood, it probably doesn't impact you in a big way. Now, there are exceptions. I always refer to my I almost said old, and I don't mean that, Reva. My longtime dear friend, Reva Trammell, who represents the 8th district on the south side of town. She's a fighter, always has been a fighter, and on behalf of law enforcement and firefighting and EMS and all the good stuff, man, I'm telling you, the schools. She's on the public safety committee, and you know, she can't get any answers from the sheriff's office. In fact, nobody can get any answers from the sheriff's office, which is why this election has taken on such importance. The Richmond City Sheriff's Office is an absolute, utter, unmitigated disaster. It absolutely is. There's nothing that goes right at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It is a boondoggle. Waste of money, waste of effort. When you take a look at how far over budget they are, your head's going to spin. When you look at how unbelievably understaffed they are, you start thinking, no, that's got to be a typo. It's an error. Somebody just forgot to put in no, it's not. When you take a look at the inmate deaths inside the Richmond City Jail, you realize, wow, it is just screwed up top to bottom. And at the very top is the sheriff, Dr. Antoinette Irving, who has been there for 8 years and has run the place into the ground. It's such an embarrassment, it's an abomination what she has done. Now, the folks in the city of Richmond have one opportunity now to save that agency. Maybe you don't care, and if you don't, then by all means, reelect the same grossly incompetent woman who's been there as the sheriff for the last 8 years. If you actually care at all, then you can't possibly be on her team. You've got two options, right? I'm not even talking about the election. I'm saying there are those people who care about public safety first and foremost. Okay, I'm right there with you. You want to make sure that the deputy sheriffs who work for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office are safe and secure, do you not? I mean, it's a dangerous job they have, and there's no taking away the danger. It's always going to be there, but you can mitigate that danger. You can have the correct training and you can have the correct staffing. She has neither in place at the moment. So if you yourself work as a deputy, you know how dangerous it is and you know how actively you're looking to leave the city sheriff's office. Guarantee you, right now you're looking at other opportunities. If you have a relative or a friend or a neighbor who works for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, you probably don't want them to get hurt. You'd probably like them to be as safe as is possible working at the Richmond City Jail. You can't possibly support her. You might be on the other side of this. You might be thinking, you know what? I don't know. Anybody who's a deputy, not really my concern. They took the job, blah, blah, blah. However, I got a relative who is locked up at the Richmond City Jail. I've got a neighbor who's an inmate. I've got a friend. I've got myself. Oh, well, maybe it's you. Maybe you're locked up there and you're thinking, God, I hope I survive. I'm only here for a week or two. But I don't know that I'm going to make it out of here alive. Because you know if you're an inmate at the Richmond City Jail, you already know. It's the very worst of the inmates who actually are running that place now with the sheriff that we have in place there. You got a family member who's locked up at the Richmond City Jail? You care about him? Well, I'm here to tell you, they're in grave danger. And the record reflects that. And I wish that weren't so. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm all of a sudden a big booster of people who have committed crimes. That's not the case. However, I am a fan of humanity. I care about my fellow human beings. And I'd like everybody who's locked up down there, whether you're there as a guest of the city or you're there as an employee of the sheriff, I'd like you to be safe as is humanly possible. So we'll talk about it. We've got William Burnett joining us at 5:05. And one of the reasons I asked if he would come on, not just his campaign for sheriff, but the fact there seems to be an organized effort to rip down his signs in the city. I saw a story come across the other day that 100 of the William Burnett for sheriff signs had been taken down. So we're going to have William Burnett on at 5:05 to talk about that. I want to know, is he pursuing criminal action? I hope so. If they know who's taking those signs down, I hope that William Burnett is pursuing criminal charges against them. And I'd like to go a step further. If the Richmond Police Department is looking into this, and I would imagine they are, I would like to know whether there was any involvement other than the people who just took down the signs. In other words, you might have a handful of goofballs who said, well, we're just going to rip down some campaign signs because we just feel like it. But the photo did not seem to show that these folks had any signs except William Burnett for Sheriff signs. Are there no other campaign signs in the city at the moment? If you just want to rip down signs, wouldn't that be the sort of thing you would want to do, just rip down signs? So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. And I am hoping, again, if RPD is on the case, then I would like to know whether there was any outside involvement. Was there somebody, I mean, I hate to think it, but was there somebody in the other campaign who was saying, hey, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? Sure hope that's not the case. I really do. I really hope that's not the case. One of the other things we'll be talking about in just a moment is a judge in the city of Richmond who, by the accounts of multiple police officers, is a racist and engages in all sorts of racist behavior directed towards Richmond police officers who are in his court. Well, that is problematic, don't you think? At the very least, would we call it? I think at the very least, we would call it problematic. We would have to acknowledge that there's a problem there. So I will share some of the details about that in a moment as well. So, Barry Moore's coming up. William Burnett's coming up. A couple of other great folks are going to be here. Oh, I know I had mentioned yesterday that I was going to be on with Rich Herrera this morning on Richmond's Morning News. And I know you tuned in at 8:05, just like I was supposed to be. Well, I mean, I did tune in. Don't know. I'm not blaming the... I was there. But there was apparently one of those double bookings. Germ, have you heard of this? You know, I don't think it's ever happened on this program where there's ever been an error on either side of this. But apparently, hey, it happens elsewhere, Jeremy. No, it's good to be aware of it. And I am joking, I promise you. Every once in a while, I screw things up for Germ. But, you know, he is a real boy, just like Pinocchio, so he fixes it. So I think, now, don't quote me on this, because I don't actually have any confirmation yet, but I think either tomorrow or Friday, I'll probably hop on with Rich for a couple of moments. We'll have to look at the time because, you know, tomorrow I have to go to jail. And then Friday, actually, I'm so honored by this. And I'm not bragging, but I do have to share. It is the third annual Commonwealth prayer breakfast, the Commonwealth Police prayer breakfast. And for the third year in a row, I have been asked to be one of the presenters, to say a couple of words, so I am stoked about that. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.